We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. This is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm Monica Lovell in the driver's seat this morning. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is one of my very favorite sisters in Christ, Miss Melanie Randall. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
Amen. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us by email. Hour of Power. Email. Not email. Email. I must be hungry. hourofpower32@gmail.com. Or you can post it to our Facebook page, and we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll do our best to get that posted shortly after the program has ended. Our sponsor for today is the Refuge Church, located at New Liberty, Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. And we do have a day open for sponsorship, Wednesday. So if you would like to be a sponsor for Wednesday, you can contact us through email. hourofpower32@gmail.com will get you the information. Remember to like, share, and comment done so that we know you're tuned in this morning. I think I covered it all, Miss Melanie. Would you please pray to start us out?
Well, Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. This brand new month, this brand new year. And thank you, Lord, for blessing us to make this crossover into 2024. We thank you for your people that are listening, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that as we go forth in this particular lesson, Lord, that we would all receive what we need from this lesson, that it would encourage our hearts, that we can just continue to journey on in our faith with you. So we thank you for it, and we bless you for all things. Thank you for a new day's journey and a new year's journey. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I like your title this morning, Making the Crossover.
Amen. Yes, indeed. I know we are into the second week of January 2024 already. I was texting a cousin in Clinton, I think it was last night, and I was telling her, I said, you know, we're in the second week of January. January 31st will be here before you know it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's just every day just keeps right on rolling. Before we know it, we will be into the next month, February. Yeah. And, you know, next thing you know, they'll be talking about school's going to be out after a while. And this year we'll be just marching right on. Yeah. You know, I mean, it just seems. That's just the way it goes. Everything just keeps marching on, you know. So I'm just thankful that God has blessed us to make the crossover. And I thought about something that I had said last year for us to think about, and that is to let us make the transformation in the transitioning. Mm-hmm. Thought about that here. And you know, a lot of people have came on into 2024, but they haven't really made the transformation from 2023. Mm. And so we've got to make sure as we come into another time, you know, be it another season in our lives, whether you feel like you're in the winter of your life or in the spring, summer, wherever you feel that you are, because it may not be just lining up with the you know, the natural seasonal period. But just make sure you're making the transformation that God would have you to make, you know, as you go on in this year. And so we're going to be starting out from the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 3, And then I'll be going into Exodus chapter 33. And I just think there's some key things that we need to know about, you know, having crossed over and keep ourselves in the right position with our hearts, with our minds, with our spirit. And so we're going to start here, Joshua 3:1. And it says, "Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Acacia Grove and came to the Jordan. He and all the children of Israel and lodged there before they crossed over. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, 'When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before.' And Joshua said to the people, 'Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.' Then Joshua spoke to the priest, saying, 'Take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over before the people.'" All right, so the first thing that you see here says that Joshua, the leader of God's people, rose up early, and he had the people to camp right at the Jordan River. And so he was not slow about doing what he had to do and bringing his people over. And so he's getting up early so he can see, you know, size this thing up and get the people where they need to be. You know, some of us are a little slow about moving and getting up in the morning. I know I am. I just have to be honest, you know. When you go to bed, let me say this. When you go to bed, like, after 12, and I'm not going to tell you how far after 12 midnight, but when you go to bed like that, you're not feeling like getting up at 6:30 in the morning, you know. You just, I don't know, it's, my body has a whole different time thing than other people. And so we just have to work with that schedule. Oh, man. And it's been that way. I mean, it seemed like it's been that way most of my life. I know I had to get up and go to school, so we got up and did that thing, you know, when I was younger and all. But it's just something about me staying up late, you know, trying to get my mind to stop clicking, you know, and it's just, it's my mind is constantly going. And that's probably why I'm writing more too than I've ever written in my life. I had intended to bring the piece that I wrote on the last day of 23, dealing with the crossover. And it's called "I'm Crossing Over," but we'll have to bring that another time. But back to Mr. Joshua here. He gets up early in the morning, and it's good that the Bible tells us we should get up early. We should seek God early. And I do find, you know, on those times when I'm able to do that, it does set my day a little better, you know, when I get up early and seek God. There's something to be said about putting God first and moving in the purpose of your day that God has planned for you. But when it was a morning like this morning, and I had to use, we had to go through three vehicles here. I finally had to get to my son's car and had to get here. It puts a rush on you, you know. But it's good when you can make that type of movement to get up early, seek God early, set some things in place early. And so this is what Joshua did with the people of God. He had them to camp right there at the place of their crossover. You know, see, he didn't, he got up early and did this early enough so they could know. It says, now, on tomorrow. He says, now something's coming here, but I'm getting you ready. I'm getting you in place. So after these 3 days go by, I want you, you know, to be already be right where you need to be, making the preparations. We're making the preparations to get ready to cross over into this land that God said that he has given us. And the thing that he was getting ready to do when he commanded the people, he says, now the Ark of the Covenant is going to go 2,000 cubits ahead of you. And I kept looking up those 2,000 cubits, and I kept coming up from anywhere between a half a mile to two-thirds of a mile as to seeing, you know, how far that the ark would be ahead of them. And so you're wondering, you know, why would the Ark of the Covenant have to be so far ahead? And see, what it was, you got, you know, a certain amount of millions of people. Could be anywhere from 2 to 4, or six, some commentaries say. And so God was wanting them to see, first of all, that his presence was going to be with them and go ahead of them, okay? The presence of God would be with them, but it would go ahead of them. That those two things are important right there. You want God's presence with you in this life. And I'm not talking about just waiting till January 1st of any year. I'm talking about you want God's presence with you if it's August 28th. You want God's presence with you in this life. And so in order for them to know that the presence of God would be with them, God wanted them to see it, visually see it. Now, so you got you got a large mass of people. And so in order for them to see that Ark of the Covenant had to be way up ahead, far enough for enough of those people to, you know, get a visual picture. Hey, God's presence is leading us. It couldn't be just right when, you know, in the midst of them and nobody could see, you know. No, and still had to be one. Well, do we still have the Ark? Is the Ark with us, you know? No, God was going to have the Ark to go way ahead, far enough ahead of them, so they could see off in the distance, hey, there's the presence of God leading us on. And so I tell you, if there ever was a time we need to know that God is with us, it is now. My goodness, it is now. You know, I was a little excited about the year coming in, but I wasn't just, how you want to say, jumping for joy, you know, or I was glad and thankful that God brought me on over. But the thing of it is, I realized the times that we're living in. And as I told my my son the other day, I was asked, you feel anything? I said, God say anything, speak anything to you, you know, about what we're about to face? I said, because I sometimes feel like we're sitting on a powder keg. Mm-hmm. And the world is just not the same. And then so it's like I have this sense of urgency in my spirit about every time that I come to the hour of power to share, about every time I speak anywhere. I have a sense of urgency that I have a message that I have to get over to the people of God. Now I'm gonna get off just a little bit here, but this ties in to tell you about the urgency of time of things here. I was sick last week, and just was not feeling well in my body. And I thank God that I'm not there now, feeling, you know, real good and everything. But even in the midst of that happening to me, I had kind of a supernatural thing that happened to me one night. And I've been praying, Monica, I've been praying this for a number of years. So God, I want you to show me some things. I want to see. And then, you know, if something does happen, then it's like I get fearful, you know. But this time I said, God, I said, I will not fear. I said, you're with me. What do I need to fear for? I said, I'm not going to fear. I said, I want you to show me something. So while I'm, because I was sitting on the couch, I was going back from the couch to the recliner because I just wasn't feeling good, wasn't resting good and everything. And so while I was sitting there on my couch, I felt literally like something came and just like, whew, like that, like I was turned in a direction, you know, just turned in a full circle. And so I'm sitting there and I said, okay. I said, I want to see something. I want to experience something. I told God, I want to experience something supernatural. And so I just sat there. And so I laid back and I went into a deep, I don't know what it was, but it's like I walked off into a church. It was a church here in town. I walked off into, and they were having a program with their young people. And when they got through, they were not going to go into their worship service. They were going to go ahead and eat dinner and close out that way. And so I'm sitting off to the side. I have come in and sat down, and there's this big TV screen up in front of me. And it's just like just a handful of sitting this way, facing this TV screen. Others are going out to get something to eat. They had even asked me, did I want something? I said, oh no, I didn't come to eat. I said, I didn't come to get nothing to eat. And I'm looking at this TV screen, and it starts playing this picture of how people got saved down through the ages. People, it was like starting at the, almost at the, close to the beginning of time. And it was just showing like people's salvation, you know, how they got saved. And at the very end of, well, before it got to the very end, there was instruction. It was saying, do this, do this. And I'm looking, I said, well, it's going too quick. I can't see what I need to do because it's going too quick. And my son came in the dream. And I said, do you see what I said, you see this screen? You see this up here on the screen? And he said, no, I don't see it. Another friend of mine came in, sat right next to me in this vision-like thing. And I was going to tell her what was happening to him and everything. But before I could, I saw the last scene. And the last scene was like people going and dropping off into a chasm. Like they were just, their lives were just being taken. They were dropping off into a chasm. And that was the last thing I saw. And I said, God, you're talking about salvation in what I've seen. And at first I kept trying to come out of it. And I kept thinking, am I coming out of this or what's going on? And so finally, when I got to that last scene, I finally came out, because it's like I saw my fireplace in my house coming back into view. And I thought, oh, okay, I'm home. I'm home now. All right, this is all right now, because I'm at the house. It's all right. But what wasn't okay is that those people I saw dropping off into that chasm. And it was like God was like, there's a sense of urgency for us to get the message out to the people, to let them know that Jesus is coming soon, and we don't have time to just lollygag around. You know, we don't have time to think we got plenty of time. We won't, because we don't have plenty of time. And so, you know, I know we're talking about crossing over, but we're getting ready to make a big crossover here one of these days. And some are making the crossover before others, you know, heading out of here. But there is a crossover coming where this world is going to be into a free fall of sin, you know, and deception. We think it's already there, but it's going to be even a worse thing happening when we get out of here as far as the rapture. And so I was sharing that just to let you know, we've got to be people of God. We've got to be in a sense of purpose and direction about what we do. About what we do and how we're carrying out in this year. And I believe this is going to be a year of revelation of things. I believe as we walk off, you know, walk through some doors of things, God's going to reveal in the next thing, you know, that he wants to reveal unto us. And so I want to encourage you with that. And, you know, we're talking about the children of Israel crossing over, and they had to be ready. They had to be ready to make this crossover. We talked about the presence of God, and then they had to sanctify themselves. See, we can't just be lax about our lifestyle. We can't be just lax about how we govern ourselves in the way that we live for the Lord. We have to be in a way of thinking, it's, you know, God, I represent God. I'm his ambassador, you know. I got to know that I've got to represent him in a way that people can truly see that God is the way. I don't want to be something that's blocking the view, you know. I don't want people being blocked in their view of seeing God because of me being the problem. You know what I'm saying? And so we've got to sanctify ourselves, sanctify the way that we are walking in this world. Sanctify yourself in the way that you're speaking. Sanctify yourself in the places that you go. Sanctify yourself on social media, especially social media. The last day of 2023, I was sitting out there at Elk Lake and the sun was going down. And so I had it on the little selfie mode so they could see me and the sundown, in the picture. I said, I just want to let y'all know before I get totally off of here that I'm going to be off of Facebook for the next few days. I don't know exactly how long, but I'm going to be off of there so that I can just, receive some things from God. And I really believe just me making that action, God showed me what he showed me just to when I said I was going to do that. And then God was faithful to show me what he did, you know. And so I encourage you, and I'm not telling everybody to start shutting down your Facebook. I haven't shut nothing down yet. I just done got off of it. I saw I had 50-something notifications the other day. I said, well, I can get up to 100. I'll eventually check it out when I get back on there, you know. But it's a time period where we have to allow God the space to speak to us. Don't have so many voices speaking to you till you can't hear God. Till you don't know what God is saying. Till you don't know what he is speaking for all the other voices are speaking. And so, this is a time we've got to hear God to make the crossover into some things. Let your life be a purpose-driven life. And not talking about it's got to be like Rick Warren said, but let your life be purpose driven by God, be in the things of God. So here we go. We sanctify ourselves like the people did. Now, I want us to go to Joshua. Well, I'm just going to mention this in Joshua 1 in a minute, but I'm going to go to Exodus 33. In Joshua 1, after Moses had died, We see how God had positioned Joshua there, and he kept saying, use this one particular phrase in Joshua 1, be strong and of good courage. Mm. This is where we are, people of God. We've got to be strong and of good courage. If I was to walk out of this office today and before nighttime came, and something drastic happened in our world that just took us by, that we just weren't really expecting, we would still have to be strong and of good courage. Mm-hmm. And we would still have a journey to make. See, we can't stop. We can't just stop our journey. We can't. And this is the enemy wanting us to be somehow so overtaken by something that we feel like, well, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to. I don't know what to say. I don't know where to go. I don't know who to be with. You know, be with God. This is where you need to be. Be with the Lord. If you're gonna be with him, anybody, be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. As God was with everybody else that came before us, so he is with us. Have you ever just thought about people that went through various world wars, different things that they faced, came on through, out on the other side, and they still had to live life? And so this is what I'm saying. Be strong and of good courage. Yes, there is going to be some things that happen that may not, take us off guard or whatever. But at the same time, God is up to something himself with the body of Christ. And see, this is what I'm getting excited about now. God is up to something. He's bringing some things into place with the body of Christ. And it lets me know that my redemption draws nigh. Every time I hear something dealing with the body of Christ, that God is moving and causing his people to get in a particular place, in a position. And so I'm encouraging, take your rightful place. Here we've crossed over into the year, but whatever crossover God wants us to make in our lives, hey, get up, be right there at the crossover point where you need to be, and listen for the instruction that God is giving unto his people. If you're under a covering, hear the instruction under your covering. Hear the instruction that you need to receive so that you can continue to march right on. Now, let's go to Exodus 33, where it says in verse 1, then the Lord said to Moses, depart and go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, to your descendants I will give it, and I will send my angel before you. And there's something key about this here. And I will send my angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanite and the Amorite and the Hittite and the Perizzite, Hivite, and the Jebusite. Go up to a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up. Let me say that again. For I will not go up in your midst, lest I consume you on the way. For you are a stiff-necked people. And when the people heard this bad news, they mourned, and no one put on his ornaments. For the Lord had said to Moses, say to the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. I could come up into your midst in one moment and consume you. Now, therefore, take off your ornaments, that I may know what to do to you. So the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. This is when Moses is still, there's the leader. And he's telling them they are a stiff-necked people. So instead of me going with you, I'm going to send my angel of the Lord before you. Now, I want you to see something. Let us not be a stiff-necked people. Let us not be a rebellious people. Let us not be one that's, you know, so hard to do what we're instructed to do when God gives us instruction. We got to break out of this rebellious mode. We got to get out of this stiff-neckedness of wanting to do it our way, or because we don't understand some instruction, we think it needs to go another way. Let's not be like the children of Israel. Now, I'm going to go on down here a little further into verse 12 of this same chapter. Then Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. He's speaking about Moses. Now, therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. And here comes the Lord. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are on the face of the earth. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know your name. And then he said, please show me your glory. Now, God's going to go ahead and go with his people. I tell you, Moses had a special relationship with God. Oh, yes. You can have such a close relationship with God where God will hear you. He will hear you out. And see, the people that they was going to come up against, Moses didn't want something happening to the Israelites. So the people said, see, their God left them out there and wiped them out, you know. Because they were already hearing about these people, of how their God had been making ways and opened up the Red Sea. See, Rahab had heard about these people. And so, you know, Moses is being heard. And God is going to go ahead. And as you see, as we got off into Joshua chapter 3, God's presence was going to go ahead and be with him and go before them. and he would bring the victory in that. I want you to know, it's time for us to walk in a level of, I want to say, level of maturity in our sanctification. It's time for us to walk in a level of maturity in our sanctification. Now, some of us, we understand about those that's just now getting saved. But some of us that's done been saved like 30, 40, whatever, on down the line years, it's time for us to be walking in the maturity of the things of God. And when we sanctify ourselves, then as the scripture said in Joshua, he's going to show us some wonders. See, that's what you saw right before he said God was going to show them wonders. He said, sanctify yourselves. Why? Because God's going to show you some wonders, some signs and wonders. So we want to see signs and wonders. Let's sanctify ourselves. Let's get ourselves in the right position to receive the signs and wonders. All righty. Do we have any prayer requests before I take this on in here?